I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The Nepal earthquake shook the country, and not just on the ground. One relief worker believes the quakes could have been a spiritual wake-up call. Kirk Cole with Reach Beyond explains what one partner thinks.
While God has been working in certain areas, there's still the vast majority of people that have not heard about Jesus. And so that's something that he believes God is using to literally shake up the country of Nepal.
Visit our website to support relief workers as they're helping victims while sharing Christ too. Pray people would realize there is hope found in Jesus. The leader of a college campus ministry is leaving after 14 years of leadership. University Christian Fellowship President Alec Hill is retiring nearly a year earlier than expected due to cancer. He'll begin treatment on June 10th. He's been instrumental in forming a strategy to help university renew campuses for Christ. Keep Hill and his family in your prayers. Ask God to bring full healing to Hill and that his family would be comforted. And can something as common as coffee help spread the gospel? Well, it did for one church in Thailand. One pastor took out a micro-enterprise loan from Farms International to fertilize his crop. Seven other members of his church decided to do the same. Together, the yields brought in enough tithe money for the church to support a missionary to Myanmar. Farms' Joe Richter says Christians may be drawing in a profit, but their real joy is knowing they're doing God's work.
I think there's nothing more exciting than to see Christians develop self-worth by their giving, and that they realize they are part of God's plan to reach the lost.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. For a gift of any amount, MNN's making available the 30 Days of Prayer for the Muslim World Prayer Guide to help you learn and pray for Muslims during Ramadan. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.